I'm VOA's Jeff Custer with this worldwide news update. Lebanese authorities say Israeli forces killed nearly two dozen people and wounded dozens more in South Lebanon as a deadline for Israel's withdrawal from the area has passed. Reuters correspondent Arthi Therapian reports.
Lebanon's health ministry said 22 were killed and 124 wounded throughout the south because of what it described as Israeli attacks on citizens while they were trying to enter their still occupied towns. Lebanon's U.S.-backed military, which reported one of its soldiers among those killed, has accused Israel of procrastinating in its withdrawal. The Israeli military said that it, quote, fired warning shots to remove threats in a number of areas where suspects were identified approaching the troops. This Lebanese man says that it's unfair to say they're forbidden from their homes after they've waited more than a year and 4 months to return.
That was Reuters correspondent Arthi Therapian reporting. Israel has begun allowing Palestinians to return to the heavily destroyed north of the Gaza Strip for the first time since the early weeks of the 15-month war with Hamas, in accordance with a fragile ceasefire. VOA's Tommy McNeil reports.
Thousands of Palestinians headed north on Monday after waiting days to cross. Associated Press reporters saw people crossing the so-called Netzarim corridor shortly after 7 in the morning. The opening was delayed after a dispute between Hamas and Israel, which said the militant group had changed the order of the hostages it released in exchange for scores of Palestinian prisoners. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
The ceasefire brokered by the U.S., Qatar, and Egypt is aimed at winding down the deadliest and most destructive war ever fought between Israel and Hamas and securing the release of dozens of hostages captured in the militants' October 7, 2023 attack on Israel, which triggered the fighting. This is VOA News. International Holocaust